This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's funny, having moved to Arizona, the desert, and you get up practically every day, you know there's not going to be any rain. We have a rainy season, but for the most part, you get up, it's not going to be any rain. And when there is rain, y'all, there's a disappointment, like, what? It's raining. I can't golf. I can't go hiking. I can't go biking. I can't do whatever. Because it's so strange to have it. But then there's a reality that sets in that goes, hey, this is the desert. Be happy you're getting rain, because, you know, I know where the level of Lake Mead is and the drought that's been happening in California for quite a long time. And you say to yourself, be glad this rain is here. And it's another thing that's funny. You look at water usage very differently. And back in Missouri, where there's plenty of water and you can count on the 100-year flood about every 10 years, you don't even think about it. You run the dishwasher, water while you're washing dishes or whatever. You rinse them off, you put them in the dishwasher. You don't think about water usage. You don't think about how long your shower is, watering your grass, nothing. But in the desert, they can't remember your name because there ain't no one. Anyway, in the desert, you will really rethink water usage. My son, he's taking 20-minute showers. I'm like, dude, that shower, 5 minutes. What, you don't want me to get clean, Dad? I'm like, I don't know what all you got to clean, but that's just too long. You don't need that long. And you don't run the water. You make sure drips are stopped. You think differently. So anyway, I say all this to say, well, first of all, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But I say this for this reason. Number one, San Francisco, California just got inundated with water, flooded. And I hate that, you know, you get all that water at one time because, you know, obviously it's creating flood. I don't know how the water system is in California. Hopefully, it leached over into Vegas, and that system is going to fill up Lake Mead. Because as much as I don't like the politics of California, I would love to see that state not deal with the water issues it's been dealing with. Wouldn't it be amazing that if Pelosi didn't divert water to her husband's vineyards and to feed his, you know, the smelt fish that are feeding his I think he's involved in, like, the tuna. And the people in the valley, in Bakersfield, in the lower valley of California, actually have enough water to grow food for people so we could feed folks. And Californians could make a living. And, you know, in other words, I would love to see things go back to normal and take this stuff out of the hands of politicians. Water rights being controlled by politicians. But anyway, they joked on social media of the sewage, because what happened was all this water hit and these manhole covers were exploding up and the water and sewage was gushing out of the streets of San Francisco. And people joked that not only was there sewage, but the drug paraphernalia and the homeless tents were washing down the streets. It's almost as if God said, okay, we're going to clean this city up one more time and see what y'all do with it. Because this stuff was just washing down the street. Here's how they reported it. The rainfall neared a record high for participation in a single day, and more rainfall is expected this week. Saturday's heavy storm was attributed to an atmospheric river that floated over the region for days, bringing a soggy end to 2022. After a brief respite, weather forecasts call for more of the same to start in 2023. The deluge brought San Francisco to the edge of an all-time one-day rainfall record as officials passed out sandbags. By 6 p.m., The National Weather Service reported that the city was within 0.09 of an inch of an all-time tie record, of tying the all-time record of 5.54 inches that was set back in 1994. They closed Highway 101 in both directions near South San Francisco, stranding motorists in their cars as murky water lapped at their doors. It took until 9 p.m. for both northward and southward lanes of traffic to fully reopen. This had to be amazing to see, because these people hadn't seen that kind of rain in forever. It was a drought. And as I mentioned, keep in mind, the sewer coming up through the streets was one thing. But what about all that dog poop and human feces that's lining the streets because of just the nasty nature of San Francisco? Ugh. I'm not happy for a flood, and I certainly hope no one was hurt by this, you know, in terms of loss of life or anything like that. But I will tell you, after a rainstorm, to me, that's nature at its finest. You see the crystal clear. I can only imagine these people looking out at the end of the day, and of course, you know, there's probably rubble and all that kind of stuff, but looking up in the sky and seeing this clear, crystal clear sky, no inversion layer, no dust, no muck, no nothing. And having to wonder, what is that? You know, how does that happen? Because there's no reality for them. It's man-made this, you know, man. And of course it is. I mean, it's the smog and all the things that get created. But in one, I don't know what period, was it 24-hour period? In one 24-hour period, God can wash away all that muck and waste and human feces and sewer nonsense and the just what man has done to destroy the planet. God can wipe it all out and say, okay, you get to start new. And that's how I kind of look at 2022 to 2023, is we have been immersed in feces and sewer and all the nonsense that the left has have created. And we, I mean, whether, I don't know how you think about Biden at this point, but we get a do-over of sorts, because he had a horrendous 2022, as I've described in the previous hour. So we have an opportunity here, folks. Francis of Assisi said, start doing what is necessary, then do the impossible, and suddenly you're doing the impossible.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Informal poll, but what do you expect 2023 to be like for you personally? And I ask this question because it's tricky in the sense that we know 2023 can't be a great year because Joe Biden's president, leftists are running the country, and it is chaos and mayhem all over. But you, as a conservative, probably still look optimistically at 2023 despite the obstacles in your way. So my question is, are you optimistic? The global optimism, they say, for 2023 has dropped. They said, despite everything, the world is still, on average, holding out more hope than not. But the optimism for the globe has dropped. Statista is a group that looks at all these different factors and puts them in, and they looked at data from Ipsos. And they say the global average of 65% of respondents say they feel optimistic that 2023 will be better than 2022. Now, see, you have to delayer that when you think about it, because 2022 was a horrible year on almost every count. From a personal perspective, I can tell you, lost my father-in-law, lost my nephew, lost lots of money. Worst year financially I've had in a long time. And I could go on. Lost the midterm elections where we knew we'd done everything we could to defeat these leftist liars. And what else do you want to heap onto this? But that being said, you still look for the optimism of it because you say, you know what, I survived it. It made me stronger. I've got things that I put in the hopper that I hope come to fruition, and I could go on. But coming off of a year like that, I can only hope to be optimistic. It can't get any worse. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So the U.S. was right along that average, of global average of 65%. The U.K. is an example, was 53%. Get this, Brazil was 82, either 82 or 85% of the people are more optimistic. And again, I ask you, are they looking at it from, it can't get any worse? Because remember, Brazil is where they marched by the hundreds of thousands saying, you cheated us out of an election. So what are they really saying? I don't think those numbers are bearing out how people really feel. Because if you say to me, Kevin, do you think 2023 is going to be better? Yes. Not because of Biden, not because of his policies, not because of anything that's going to happen outside of the influence of, you ready for this? Kevin Jackson. Maybe we convince a few more people to pay attention to what we're doing, to understand the importance of the work of the Kevin Jackson Network, and we get more people that want to pitch in and donate and help. But can I depend on that? Short answer, no. Nope. The only ones that, and I'm not saying this to chastise my audience by any means. I'm just saying that hope is not a strategy. Never has been for me and never will be. We certainly do appreciate those that do give, but boy, if I depended on it, you wouldn't be listening to my voice right now. I've told many people, this radio show should be making us hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars a year. We make nothing. I don't blame you. I blame me because I don't have the time to go, let's go figure out how to market the show and make it bigger than Adam Carolla or bigger than Ben Shapiro or whomever. I just do the show. And I look at it this way. It's all God's plan. Somehow, things will work out the way they're supposed to work out. God has always provided. There are times when I want him to do a little better. I'm like, come on, Lord. You can do better, baby. But God knows what you need when you need it. And you just let it go. But it doesn't mean he's not telling you, go do your work, man. So we're trying. I don't have experts that understand social media and Kevin, you got to take selfies everywhere you go. And, oh, look at me. I'm overeating, I don't know, a burger at BJ's Burgers or something. Just not my thing, man. And maybe it is a minor tweak or something weird that'll do it. If it does, okay. But regardless, I remain optimistic, not because of any of the external influences, not because of Joe Biden, because there's nothing that guy can do to make me optimistic. Zero that the left can do to make me optimistic. I know their plan. They want more of my money. They're the reason I'm pessimistic. They're the reason why I had a rough year, because the price of all the things that we do normally went up, and I can tell you, I can easily tell you where I paid at least $20,000 more last year for the same goods and services that I got under Trump is what it cost me under Biden. I can point to many of those things and show you with empirical data. And if I really dig deep, it's probably more than that. But what's worse is the prospects But in spite of that, we still remain optimistic about ourselves, about conservatism, about belief in this thing that drives us to get up and do the right thing every day. I looked at the polling as well. I wanted to see how people how did this correlate to Joe Biden in polling? And the polling's all over the map, but mostly it was around 42% approval, 52% disapproval. Some had the gap only 4, like 48% approval, 52% disapproval, stuff like that. I don't believe those numbers. I don't think Joe Biden's in the 40% approval. He may be in the 40%, I love Democrats, I support Democrats, therefore I don't care that we have a demented clown as our leader. I can see people voting for that, approving that, because leftists are full of idiots. But approval of Joe Biden, I don't think this guy is in the 40 percentile. If you say, don't talk to me about Democrats, don't talk to me about hatred of Trump, do you approve of Joe Biden and his policies? I don't think he's anywhere near 40. If you do disapproval, I think it is well north of 60. It's just my guess. But I've been right about a lot of other stuff. No president has had the numbers that Joe Biden had going into the midterms and won. Managed to carry, barely lose the House and carry the Senate. No president in history. But the fake president, the coup president, he was able to do it. That should tell you all you need to know. So, I don't know, I titled this New Year's Isn't for Everybody because I was going to get into crime statistics and I'm going to get into that in the next segment. But I am curious what people think about these numbers. And are you optimistic? And the biggest thing, and this has been the theme for the show, what are you going to do to change whatever it is that you want to see change in this next year? You going to just take it on the chin?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Brian Koberger, the suspect killer of 4 University of Idaho students, made the 2,500-mile road trip home to Pennsylvania with his father and was pulled over twice along the way in Indiana. once for speeding and once for tailgating, according to his public defender. Reports are he will not fight extradition. The nation watched in horror last night when a player from the Buffalo Bills suffered a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday night football game. ESPN announcer Joe Buck.
Tonight's Buffalo Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game has been postponed after Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin collapsed. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced Hamlin received immediate medical attention on the field by team and independent medical staff and local paramedics. He was then transported to a local hospital where he is in critical condition.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The criminal element, one of the recurring themes for the new year, folks, will be crime. The border surge, pardon me, has introduced millions of criminals into the country. And we can, Kevin, it's a petty crime to cross into a country. If it's so petty, try it in North Korea. Try it in China. Try it in Russia. See how petty the crime is. Here's how petty the crime was. Look at Brittany Griner, who went through the legal system and had, what, some vape, some CBD vape, and spent whatever, months in prison, barely got her butt back to the United States. And I bet you has a whole different feeling about this country versus Russia or other countries than she did prior. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Crime is relative. You know, we talk about our border. It's no big deal. The left, we should be humanitarian. Nobody's talking about the humanitarian nature of North Korea. Nobody's talking about the humanitarian nature of the system in China or Russia or anywhere else. What about New Zealand? That's a very civilized country that says, don't come here illegally. You know what happens when you enter a country illegally? You live under the radar. You don't want to be found out. You keep your mouth shut, unless you're in America. Then you will march and you will carry your country's flag and you will decry the very country where you have salvation, where you're getting everything you need. You're getting free everything. You're getting treated better than our citizens, and you will dare to decry this nation. Talk about our laws. You know what you're never going to hear, folks? You're never going to hear one of these bleeding heart lefties talk about the influx of Mexicans into North Korea and how inhumane they're being treated. And there's two reasons. One, Mexicans are not stupid enough to want to go to North Korea. And two, if they were, they would find out just how a real immigration system works. One that is cruel. I'll make you another bet. The majority of the people who are complaining about America's immigration system, and I'm just picking on immigration because it is the gateway drug to other crimes, but they're not going to want to go to North Korea, even legally. I would love for you to tell me which of these Holly weirdos that's always complaining about America has said, you know what, I'm moving to North Korea. I've already processed the paperwork for me to go. Dennis Rodman has hung out with Kim Jong-un. But you know what he won't do? He won't renounce his citizenship and go live in North Korea. I'm just picking on Rodman, but not that he's, you know, a bad guy or anything. I'm just saying. He's the closest to the dictator that you could have. He's not signing up. The border surge has introduced millions of criminals. That's what you are when you come into this country illegally. And then, of those millions of criminals, there are tens of thousands who are hardcore criminals. They range from the worst case scenario, terrorists intent on doing bodily bad things, bad deeds inside of America, down to some of the other really bad guys, murderers, rapists, human traffickers, drug dealers, gangbangers, etc. Those are the other choices. And then it goes down the line to people who just want to fleece the American system. The people who come with the idea that I'm not giving back. I heard this is a system where you can take and I'm going to take. So they become welfare fraud. They become other fraudulent people. Go down to the petty crime level. There are tens of thousands of those. And they're groomed because the leftists want them here. The leftists say, get that driver's license. You can vote. You can vote yourself money. Bring your friends. And you know what else they do? They don't pay their taxes. They live under the underground. And the left act as if they're the most solid citizens in this country. They are not. You are. We are. And so the fallout is every system in America is broken. Our healthcare system, our welfare system, our education system, they're all broken. And they want to tell you, the left, that these people are cost positive and they're good folks and all. It's just a pack of lies. You can't come into a country, live under the radar, and subsist and tell me you're the most solid citizen. Because you're not. You're not paying your taxes. You're not living in the light of day. You're probably getting paid under the table. And you're probably buying things under the table. You're part of the black market system. Those are the facts. And for somebody to want to convince you otherwise, is they're lying to you or they're completely duplicitous in what they're trying to do. Because there's no way you can logically tell me that a citizen, a person living above the board, is not going to be more productive than somebody who's hiding out. I'm going to move on real quickly because I want to make a bigger point. I want to talk about Chicago because I want you to understand, folks, New Year's is not for everybody. New Year's didn't happen for some people. There were people who were going to finish out 2022, thought they were going to finish it out, thought the same thing you thought, a difference a day will make. When I transition over from the bookend of 2022, one of the worst years ever in human existence as an American, and we're going to try to do something fresh and new in 2023. And they didn't get that opportunity. Here's an article. At least 30 people were shot, 7 of them fatally, over New Year's weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. Now, while we're thinking about Chicago, understand the 71st most dangerous city in America. How many of them got killed in East St. Louis? In St. Louis. How many of them got killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Little Rock, Arkansas, and a host of other places? They said 12 people got shot, 2 fatally, Friday through Saturday morning alone in Chicago. This is on New Year's. This is when we're celebrating, folks. We're celebrating the end of one thing and the beginning of something else. And there were people out there in the early morning in Chicago and all over the country, in every state run by a Democrat, people were being shot and killed. And this with the cold. The Sun-Times noted that one person was injured and another was killed during a shootout at the Lion's Den hookah lounge. Suspect fired on two individuals but was able to flee before police arrived. Excuse me, another man was shot and killed inside a business around 1:30 a.m. The suspect in the shooting also fled before the police arrived. Four people were shot while sitting inside a silver Kia in the 5600 block of South Prairie about 1 p.m. on Sunday. That's church time. Police arrived to find that one of the shooting victims, a teen who was driving the Kia, succumbed to his wounds. The Kia was allegedly targeted by occupants of another vehicle. 52-year-old man was shot dead while standing on the sidewalk, and they give you the location, at 4:20 p.m. Vehicle pulled up near him, and someone inside the vehicle opened fire, fatally wounding him. 9-year-old boy died Sunday after being shot inside a home. They give the address. You want the numbers? 723 people were murdered in Lori Lightfoot's Chicago in 2022. And by the way, that's down from 797 the previous year. And they're bragging. A 14% drop. Woo-hoo! Well, I looked at the numbers. Because here's the reason I'm bringing this up. I want you to understand that this problem is not going away for the left. Crime is central, and it's only getting worse. Now you say, well, Kevin, you just said it got better in Chicago. Yeah, they had a record-setting year. In some case, let me tell you how bad it is in Chicago. You read one report, they say 797 people were murdered in Chicago. You read another, it says Chicago had over 800 murders. They can't even keep count. I'm not exaggerating this. You can look it up for yourselves. This is the crime spree that Democrats condone, that they are actually promoting a crime spree. Again, murders are down. Not significantly, not anything for you to be bragging about, but the crime is up. It's way up. And what's funny, as you analyze these numbers, you look at it and you go, well, how is this up but this not up? And you start understanding that they aren't giving you the numbers. They're not giving you all the numbers. Most people are going, you know what, I'm not even going to report it. It's to the point now, it's a waste of my time to even report the crime. How sick is that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats and other leftists build societies that ultimately will fail. In America, Democratic policies cannot, they've been proven time and again, they can't support a thriving economy. They can't build a thriving economy. And if I'm wrong, folks, please contact me and prove it. State your case. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We have a clip of Tucker Carlson, and he's talking about one element of society where you can measure. And he gives a pretty good idea about why this is a good way to measure society and whether or not things are working for you. Please hit that clip for me.
The men become weak. The leaders get decadent. Law enforcement gets politicized. The currency gets devalued. And then things begin to come apart. Pretty soon, doesn't take long, the society can no longer perform its most basic function. The reason we have societies in the first place, which is to protect the weak from the strong. That's why you have a society. Well, in places like this, it becomes, among many other things, very hard to travel anywhere. You just can't go where you want to go. With legitimate authority in retreat, roads are not controlled by the police, they're controlled by armed predators. And the armed predators take exactly what they want from travelers because they can. This is an ancient problem. It used to be called highway robbery. And for most of history, it kept people very close to home. Turns out it still exists, but now it's called carjacking. Carjacking is the clearest possible sign that your civilization is falling apart. And that's why you find it in places like Somalia and South Africa. Places where force, violence, and clan loyalty have replaced law and order. Places where might makes right. In the city of Johannesburg, for example, a vehicle is hijacked on average once every hour of the day. Now, once that happens, there's really no coming back from it. Nobody's going to build anything in a city with endemic carjacking. In fact, most normal people will leave as fast as they can, as they have in Johannesburg, as they are starting to do, we are sad to tell you, in the city of New Orleans, where carjacking is now a permanent feature of life. Last summer, a law student called Madison Bergeron pulled into the driveway of her home in New Orleans. As she gathered belongings in the car, a young man appeared out of nowhere, stuck a gun in her face, and demanded that she hand over everything she had, including the car. He screamed at her. Terrified, she complied. And that's what carjacking is always like. It is an act of violence. People don't want to give up their cars. They have to be terrified into doing so. That's why the majority of victims are women, old women, young women. And that's why the people who do it will do anything. If you will carjack, if you will steal someone's car at gunpoint, you will also rape. You will also murder. You have no limits. You are willing to violate on the most basic level the civil rights of another person. And in this case, that was certainly true, because that same perpetrator went on, after terrifying Madison Bergeron and stealing her car, to do the same to other women in the city, a lot of them. There was a car blocking me in, one victim recalled, and next thing I turn and there's yelling and there's a gun barrel in my face. The kid is yelling to get the F out of the car, get the F out of the car, or else he will shoot me. In all, the carjacker would terrorize five women and steal five cars in just 2 days before New Orleans police finally arrested him. And it's amazing that they did, because there are virtually no police left in New Orleans. In a city that probably needs about 2,000 cops, there are under 500 active duty policemen left in New Orleans. In New Orleans, they have definitely defunded the police. But in this case, the carjacker, a young teenager, was ultimately caught, tried, convicted, and sentenced for his crimes. Now, these crimes got a lot of attention in New Orleans. So the mayor of the city, LaToya Cantrell, showed up to the sentencing. But here's the twist in the story. Mayor Cantrell didn't show up to support the victims, the women who'd been terrorized by this predator. No. The mayor showed up to support the carjacker and to let the entire city know that she was doing it, to let everyone know whose side she was on.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We played that clip last year just to highlight that the leadership, I use my finger quotes, in these cities don't side with the victims. They side with the criminals. I want to give you some more statistics. They said, to understand how crime has changed in American cities, they analyzed the past decade's worth of crime data from the FBI. This is only through 2020. This is not through Joe Biden's time. They said, they went in 3,000 cities with populations of 10,000 or more, and here's what they found on average. Violent crime has climbed by 12%, while property crime has declined by 33% since 2010. Robbery rates fell in the average by 23%, while murder, rape, and aggravated assault all climbed by 25% or more. Motor vehicle theft was not the only type of property crime to rise in the average city over the past decade, increasing by 48%. And let me stop there just to give you some idea. They said Property crime has declined by 33%. Robbery rates fell by 23%. But motor vehicle theft is up 48%. Now, what's interesting to me is, how do you parse one? What makes one robbery versus, whatever the different categories, if you will. And I know there are some nuances, because Melissa's an attorney, and a legal beagle. She's not an attorney, but she's a paralegal. And she understands that. And she's explained it. But what I'm getting at is, if you're going to try to convince me that property crime is down, but crimes against people with property in terms of car thefts has gone up 48%, I'm not buying it. I'm not also buying it when you say, on average, violent crime has risen 12%. But you want to give me a couple of statistical categories and go, these are down. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. They said, out of America's largest metropolises, Detroit led the nation in both murder and rape in 2020. Seattle had the most reported burglaries. Memphis, Tennessee, had the most larceny theft incidents. Of all the cities with smaller populations, this is between 100,000 and a quarter million, two Louisiana cities at the highest murder rates, Baton Rouge and Shreveport. Two similarly sized cities, Richmond, California, I should say, Richmond and Hayward, topped the list for motor vehicle theft. The murder rate in small cities, those with populations between 100 and a quarter million, climbed by more than 80% on average between 2010 and 2020. It's the time of Barack Obama. Now, they go on, because I wanted 2022 data, and I went to a different thing, and here's what they wrote. Homicide rates dipped in 2022, but violent crimes such as rape, robbery, and assault remained dramatically higher than pre-COVID-19. And here's what they looked at, the data from across the country. And this is 2022. Through the final week of December, violent crime in Chicago soared 41% from the same period a year ago, though homicides, as I mentioned before, declined 14%. So, in a one-week period, the last week of December, crime in Chicago soared 41% from the same period a year ago. They go on to talk about this. New York City, overall crime increased by 23% from 2021, but homicides dropped by 14%. Violent crime in Los Angeles jumped 8%, while homicides dropped by roughly 6%. So apparently, the bad guys aren't as interested in killing you anymore. They're just interested in raping you and beating the crap out of you and stealing your stuff. Well, can't we all rest easier now? They said the Council on Criminal Justice Mid-Year 2020 Crime Report, released in September, found that the homicide rate in the U.S. in 29 U.S. cities dropped by 2% through the first 6 months of the year from the same period, but aggravated assaults and robberies increased 4% and 19% respectively. So, look, let me just say this. There's nothing here that I'm going to tell you that may surprise you, except to learn that the homicide rates dropped. But the other stuff went up dramatically. That might surprise you. But it isn't going to surprise you that, and it's funny to me because they say this. They say this in this report. There is no one thing that they can point to that will give them an indication of why the crime rate has increased so dramatically. And I chuckle when I read that. What do you mean there's no one thing? There is one thing you can point to that is true in every one of these instances. And it is, leftists are the people in charge. And leftists are the people who have said defund the police. And leftists are the people that have implemented these policies to return these recidivists onto the street to repeat their crimes. This is insanity.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.